With the Olympic Games soon approaching in Rio de Janeiro this summer, there has been little attention put towards the sport of table tennis from the United States' point of view. We checked in with MSU club table tennis player Eric Wu of Farmington Hills to get his opinion on why the sport is not as popular as it is in other nations.
Back in high school, our varsity tennis team, all of our team dinners, we would have it at someone's house who had a ping pong table in their basement, and we would just go at it tennis style. So it was just like a lot of topspin, no backspin. It looked really cool though to play it. And then coming here, going in with that mentality, you're not gonna win because they know side spin, backspin, and a lot of other things. So I feel like a lot of Americans view ping pong as kind of more as entertainment. Like, if you can stand really far back and hit it really hard, that's you're really good, which is not all aspects of table tennis. People view table tennis here as more of just you're in your basement, we got darts, we got some video games, and we got a ping pong table. You can pick whichever one. It's more of like a entertainment hobby kind of thing rather than considered a sport.
Team captain Stefan Zhang is from China, a nation that has won 11 of the last 15 available medals in men's singles since 1996. He sees a major difference in popularity between the sport here and back home.
I don't think this is a very popular sport. I mean, I don't see it's growing. I don't really know because I don't see many people playing it at all. Not even close to what I see in China.
When
it happens, I'm pretty sure people were always watch it on TV and people were kind of count how many gold medals, silver medals, we get and we compete with the other countries. We count, and not only 2012, but also 2008. That where it happens, it takes place in Beijing. It's even a bigger deal because I even go and watch live in the stadium. It's pretty something. It's definitely a big deal in China. People were shouting, people taking selfies, pictures, and there were impressive fireworks. People were high. Everyone I know, they were watching. I think people should be more serious about this sport. People don't usually treat table tennis as a sport here in the US. They should be more serious about it. And yeah, they should definitely spend more time on it.
But in the end, there is still some hope that the sport will catch on here in the States.
In Farmington Hills, there's a table tennis club that a lot of people come around from Lansing area, maybe Ann Arbor area, to go play there on Saturday afternoons and stuff. And the community there is really nice. Most of the people there are intermediate, upper intermediate. There's even some expert level people, but pretty much most people there, if you go and play with them, no matter what level you are, they're very friendly with you. They know that you're trying to learn. They've all kind of been in your shoes before. Yeah, everyone there has that mentality of helping each other, build each other up and stuff, rather than you have in some situations, if you go to play pickup basketball and join in a game, it's very competitive, very much like I'm better than you. Whereas there, it's hey, I can see that you're trying to learn. Let me try to help you out. I think if they had it set up kind of like how Taekwondo is, where they have places that teach little kids from growing up how to play it and proper technique and stuff, it'll become a more popular thing.
Reporting from IM Sports West, this is Connor Hayes, WKAR Current Sports.